Board of Education will now come to order. Time?
7:30.
In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 17, 2019. Faxed into three newspapers designated by the Board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Falkowski, may we please have a roll call?
Sure. Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
Ms. Brooks?
Here.
Ms. Emery?
Present.
Ms. Figueroa?
Here.
Dr. Grantham?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Ms. Olasky?
Here.
And Dr. Uyamaki?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Olasky, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Happy to.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight is the June monthly board meeting for the Clinton Township Board of Education. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's meeting. We're going to start off the meeting tonight by recognizing a variety of members of our staff. We would like to first recognize those that are retiring from the Clinton Township School District this evening. On behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to thank each of our retirees for their dedication and loyalty to the students and children of Clinton Township. I'd first like to recognize Mrs. Suzanne Jatomer, CTMS. Second, a staple in the district, Ms. Barbara Marinelli. I'd like to next recognize Victor Santamit. Victor, are you here? So Victor is such a dedicated employee. He waited here and couldn't wait anymore because he has responsibilities to do throughout the building. So hopefully Judy will go get him so we can properly recognize him. Next, I'd like to recognize Elizabeth Jane Smolin. I'd like to next recognize a district-wide employee, Mr. Joseph Sudo. An individual you could always count on when you weren't feeling well, whether you're a staff member or a student. I'd like to recognize Ms. Susan Strait. And the final retiree on our list this evening, my good friend, Mr. Giuseppe Turco.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
move on and recognize our Educational Services Professional of the Year. First, I'd like to recognize Nancy Cadre from CTMS. Our second Educational Services Professional of the Year that the board would like to recognize is Allison LaFrance. And from Spruce Run School, Julianne Tremaine. I'd like to move on to our recognition of our Educators of the Year. From Spruce Run School, Miss Maggie Bradford. Although she cannot be here this evening unless she snuck in the back door, we'd like to take a moment to recognize Miss Diane Cormican from CTMS. Representing Patrick McGarren School as Educator of the Year, Ms. Sandra Fitzpatrick. And from the Round Valley School, Ms. Jennifer Sandor. Last week, North Harden High School held its commencement ceremony for its 2019 graduating class. Tonight, I am proud to announce that two former Clinton Township School District students earned and were honored as the salutatorian and valedictorian for their graduating class. So on behalf of the Clinton Township School District and the Board of Education, I'd like to congratulate Richard Chen as the valedictorian for the class of 2019 from North Hunterdon High School. Mr. Chen will be attending Penn this fall in Philadelphia. I'd like to also recognize the North Hunterdon High School's class of 2019 salutatorian, Rachel Mead. She will be attending Cornell this fall. I'd like to wish them the best of luck as they pursue the next step of their journey in education. This upcoming Thursday, June 20th, 2019, the Clinton Township School District will hold its annual graduation ceremony for our 8th grade students at 5 p.m. here in the auditorium. It's a wonderful culmination and celebration of so many of the accomplishments that our 8th grade students have achieved while attending this school district. I thoroughly enjoy attending this event myself each year, and for those new board members who have not yet attended this ceremony, I'd like to encourage you to do so. It's really wonderful to be a part of. At this time, we'd like to share with everyone in the community the board's position on a main critical
the main critical issue keeping negotiations from moving forward between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association. This way, you have the same information that we do, and that you can understand how we've arrived at our position in this negotiation. The prevailing challenges that both sides are struggling to come to an agreement on is a sustainable healthcare package and percentage increases. The issue of managing healthcare costs is one that is plaguing every school district in the state of New Jersey. Our district is trying to find a solution to rising healthcare costs so that we can successfully balance our budget along with the additional challenges of declining enrollment, reductions in state aid, and sharp increases in special education costs without raising taxes, without laying teachers off, and increasing class sizes. We believe that we can do all of this with an agreement on sustainable healthcare benefit package. Clinton Township School District has gone from approximately 1,800 students in 2000 to 1,219 today, with operational expenses continuing to rise. Last August, without notice, our district lost approximately $302,000 in state aid because the state refused to pay the same amount of aid when a town's enrollment declines. Special education costs, again, have increased exponentially over the years. From what we hear, the negotiations on the budget in Trenton are not going well, which means the reduction in our allocation of state aid for the new school year could be even worse than we were anticipating. This happened last year, and if we did not reorganize the district, we would have had to have laid off members of our staff and increased class sizes. Many school districts in New Jersey were faced with the same challenges last August and were forced to take those measures to meet their projected budget for the September school year. Since 2010, the district agreed to keep class sizes at the same or below the state average in a specific five-year strategic plan. Over the years and through difficult financial times, the district has been successful in keeping this commitment by implementing some creative solutions, such as participating in the school choice program, combining and rewriting job descriptions to improve staff efficiencies, reorganizing the district, filing for grants, implementing thorough maintenance plans for our buildings, sharing in transportation costs with our special education students, and refinancing debt service. Until now, instituting these financial actions has been sufficient to allow the district to maintain the class sizes that we expect in Clinton Township. Healthcare costs are escalating at record rates for our district, and therefore we are now forced to find a sustainable healthcare plan so that we can avoid laying off teachers and increasing class sizes. This is why we are trying to work with the CTA to find a mutually acceptable healthcare package that will be sustainable for the district. It is also important to share that some money saved from moving to a sustainable healthcare package will be used to fund higher percentage increases for our staff working towards resolving our main challenges. We are hopeful that with the help of the fact finder, a mutual agreement on a sustainable healthcare package can occur. We would like nothing more than to start the 2019-2020 school year with a contract. The Clinton Township Board of Education continues to have the highest level of respect for each and every district staff member, and we appreciate all that they do for the children of Clinton Township. The board understands the importance of negotiating this contract with the CTEA and is eager to finalize this agreement. I'd like to move on, please, to the report of the superintendent of schools. Dr. Comey, do you have your report, please?
Yes. The enrollment report this evening stands at 1,219. You'll see on the agenda there are suspensions both at CTMS and Round Valley School, and there are first readings of HIBs. There are 10, which we will find the additional two on the addendum. That is for first reading. For second reading, there are 19. I'd like to give a few updates regarding the teaching assistant positions. The district has been evaluating the teaching assistant program for a number of reasons. This was detailed in my letter to the community on May 13th, and discussed at both the May 13th and June 4th board meetings. The process of evaluating for student need and interviewing for specific positions and types of TAs has taken place. This process will continue until all the roles are filled. A number of comments have been made regarding this practice, which incidentally was done in 2011. These comments regarding the needs and the question of seniority. And to answer those comments, teaching assistants do not have seniority rights in their contract. And in regard to this practice, it is commonplace in districts to evaluate the needs of students and match those TAs accordingly. You will see on the agenda this evening motions to approve several hires for teaching assistant positions. I'd like to thank you for your patience during this evaluation and alignment of the teaching assistant positions based on the needs of our students. I'd like to just talk about curriculum chairs. I've had a few questions about what do these people do. They do many things. So I'll start off with a thank you to the curriculum chairs. The curriculum chairs are positions filled by staff members who apply and are selected to serve in these one-year stipended positions. They're for the purpose of leading the district staff in both curriculum alignment, curriculum writing, and professional development. It is important to understand that these individuals are a critical piece of the district professional development plan. In fact, they planned the Ed Camp day this past March, which was a huge success. And they did that through the curriculum department. They also run pilot programs, they vet new programs and concepts, and they listen to vendor presentations. Often they're involved with pilot programs to see if we like new services or we don't like services. So they're a very critical piece. This year they participated in the Power School Assessment Evaluation. They also provide training to staff and faculty meetings when a new initiative may be brought forward, and they also act as on-site trainers when staff need a hand. I'd like to thank again all past curriculum chairs for their work in creating professional development opportunities, such as the highly coveted scavenger hunt on March 22nd for our full-day professional development. And I'd like to thank the future curriculum chairs who are about to be approved this evening. All of your contributions are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cohn. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 19-SU-023 to 19-SU-025.
Motion.
Mr. Malloy, second, please.
Second,
Ms. Zalowski. Any questions for Dr. Cohn this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. Zalowski?
Yes.
Dr. Iyamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Brandt?
Yes. Motion carries. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, we adhere to a bylaw that allows everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will have at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone. State your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Hello, my name is Amy Marks, and I have a daughter who's in fifth grade, and we have the best teachers in the entire world, and that's actually why I'm here tonight. I'm sorry I couldn't come to previous meetings while I travel for work, but I really appreciate our teachers. From the school years from 2013 to present, our teachers have been without a contract for 5 of 6 years. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We should have changed out the people that were negotiating this contract long ago. And this is a list of all the CTSD employees, including resignations, retirements, and employees not asked to return. It's 121 employees. On average, we have less than 300 employees here in this district, and we have lost 121. So if you don't think that we've had a problem here, wake up, parents. This is a big issue, and more of us should be here talking about this. So, this number doesn't include all the paraprofessionals that were let go on the Friday of Teacher Appreciation Week, which I have to say is quite classless, and with instructions that they have to reapply for their jobs during that week. So we should at least think about, as we do things, how classy we are as a township. And so that includes Sue High, Michaela Alfano, Jean Baxter, Colleen Caballero, Common Courtesy, Lorraine Dahl, Sharon Flannery, Suzanne Gittimer, Alice Hornbake, Christine Lodato, Barbara Marinelli, Kristen Needhammer, Kristen Quince, Renee Sealoff, Heather Steinhauer, Susan Strait, Brittany Tannis, Kate Zimmerbaum, Nicole Fuentes, Christina Kroll, Chelsea Lindeberry, Holly McDonald, Allison Miller, Kelly Warman, Timothy Jaw, Grace Ballard, Michelle Biha, Jennifer Collette, Lynn DeLeo, Patrick Ferrante, Regina Galinas, Amy Gittens, Martha Lazarette, Deborah Leonard, Catherine Miller, Robin Krause, Rebecca Richards, Karen Sinagra, Dennis Stinner, Abibat Sunmonu, Jer Waldron, Heidi Zimmerman, Ellen Jacobson, Allison Lenig, Allison Steinhauer, Kathleen McLean, Deborah Nolan, Virginia Brooks, Lisa Marshot, Marianne Pendleberry, Elizabeth Tracy, Patricia Buongiorno, Claudia Catalemi, Alexis Willis, Heather Shanklin, Andrea Tucker, Christine Voorhees, Catherine Johnson, Amy Santanasto, Cynthia Persicki, Jessica Weiss, Carrie Sveck, Donna Joseph Ford, Emily Cablis, Marianne Zupank, Jason Weber, Jackie Carruthers, Amy Gittens, Kelly Cocott, Stacey Brands, Kristen Gallagher, Megan Erb, Victor Cardona, Julie Beckman, Nidia Pinzon, Anjali Malik, Robin Stein, Laura Lee Olson, Cheryl Spinks, Maxine Ball Hughes, Marianne Delacera, Diane Jacobson, Joyce Clissas, Stephen Thompson, Emily Shearer, Mary Beth Henry, Ryan Cash, Michael May, William Mara, Lindsay Schmidt, Christine Witt, Tracy Schauer. I'm sure I'll get cut off. Someone else will have to continue. We have an epidemic here in Hunterdon. This is a problem.
My name is Stephanie Fletcher, 31 Summit Court. How long have you sat at a table with our teachers? Your voters have a right to know how long you have actually sat at the table having a conversation with the representatives of our teachers. What have you bargained? One of the jobs of a Board of Ed member is to bargain and negotiate our teachers' contract. And yet we are paying others to do that job, your job. We elected you, most of you, to represent our schools and make good choices. We thought you were ethical and smart enough to handle the position, but you show up to meetings empty-handed. Why haven't you settled and given our teachers and children a thriving school district? Do you have an ulterior motive? Do you gain something from our teachers striking? What do you gain from knowing that you are ruining the reputation of our school district? 1,800 to 1,200, that is on you. People don't move here because our teachers don't have a contract. It's humiliating. It's disgusting. You have made this a right versus wrong situation, and you are wrong. You are the pollution of our schools. You have created this. Now it's time to settle, and if you can't do that, leave. Why do I see other school districts settling? What is it that makes it possible for them to settle, and yet we can't? Why do we ask you to do a job that you can't get done? Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we continue, this section is on agenda items only, and so what I'd like to ask is if anyone has anything related to agenda items only, first come forward and speak. No? Okay, I'm going to close the floor on agenda items only, and then open up the floor on first recognition of the public. And we will, the same parameters set for the public agenda items will remain for you as well. Oh, you have agenda items?
She just asked.
I just asked, okay.
Angela Pearly, 12 Trubeck Farm Road in Annandale. I'm a former teacher with a background in education. For the past 3 years, my children have attended school in Clinton Township and have had a great experience. During this time, I have volunteered extensively and worked as a substitute teacher. I have had the pleasure to work with the staff at Spruce Run, PMG, and Round Valley. The administrators, teachers, and support staff work so well together and create such a warm and positive environment that truly fosters learning. A few weeks ago, I was informed that Ms. Carol Fry would be moving down to PMG and that Mr. Alex Rottenberg will be coming to Round Valley. I was very surprised and very disappointed by this news. Mrs. Carol Fry has been such a huge blessing to our students. She creates a positive environment for all students to succeed. She dedicates her days to helping her students and ensures that they feel confident in both school and relationships with peers. She has done this by creating several beneficial groups that are absolutely needed at Round Valley School. She relates so well to the students at this particular age. She has earned both the students' and parents' trust. I feel that we have had multiple recent staff changes due to reorganization, and that another one would disrupt the cohesiveness that we enjoy today. I would ask that you heavily reconsider this move. Mrs. Carol Fry has been a huge part of my students' success in school, and I believe that she belongs at Round Valley School. I would like to hear more about what you feel are the positive benefits that would come from this staff change. Lastly, I just want to say that we have the most amazing teachers and support staff in this district. They work tirelessly to ensure that our students receive the best education possible. I feel honored that I get to work with these teachers and support staff through substituting and volunteering. On a side note, I was a coordinator for Round Valley Staff Appreciation. The worst feeling for me on Friday afternoon as I was pulling for gift cards was that I received the news that all the TAs were fired in this district. That was awful for me, and I felt horrible that I had to look at them when I was supposed to be praising them for their work. I would ask that the contract issue be resolved and that the decision to let go of all the teaching assistants be reevaluated. You need these teaching assistants in this district. They have the training and they have worked with these students for several years. I get to work with them almost on a daily basis, and I have to say, they are absolutely amazing. And you should honestly cherish them and heavily reconsider your decision to let them go. The staff members deserve a contract, and they are entitled to the respect that they so truly deserve. We support you as parents. I support you 100%. My family supports you, and I love volunteering in this school district because I get to work with the most amazing teachers and support staff. I feel very lucky, but I'll be honest with you, I'm a little scared that we are going to lose these amazing teachers due to the contract issue and your restaffing. Thank you.
My name is Christelle Reckon and I live on 42 Valleycrest Road. The reason why I am up here is because I'm not happy that Mr. Connolly and Mrs. Fry might be leaving RVS. I think Mrs. Fry, Mr. Rettenberg, and Mr. Connolly should stay where they are. Because if Mr. Connolly goes to the middle school, then Ms. Postma will have to do all the work all by herself, and it would be really hard for Ms. Postma. And Mr. Connolly has been such a good help to Ms. Postma. I think Mrs. Fry and Mr. Rettenberg should stay where they are because Mrs. Fry has groups like the mindfulness group and is really good at dealing with the third graders and fourth graders with all their problems. And Mr. Rottenberg is good at dealing with all their kindergarteners, first graders, and second graders. And Ms. Goad, Ms. Postma, Ms. Fry, Mr. Connolly, and Mr. Rottenberg will not be happy. These are all my reasons why the teachers should stay where they are.
Hi, Lisa Kaser, 5 Country Oaks Road. This is my son Carlton Kaser. When I learned that Mrs. Fry was moving to PMG next year, I was saddened and surprised. She's been instrumental in so many wonderful groups to help students. My son here, Carlton, has been included in many of them. Do you have something you'd like to say?
Keep Mrs. Fry at RVS.
Okay. Over the weekend, a digital petition went out to as many parents as could be reached in such a short time to be able to tell you that 109 parents in our district, or actually neighbors who maybe don't have students, support keeping Mrs. Fry, who is a seasoned professional with the upper grades at RVS, where she is most needed to help nurture our 3, 4, and 5th graders, because I know for a fact that she does work alongside with her wonderful colleague, Mrs. Giordano. I think I said her name right. If I didn't, I apologize. Thank you so much, and that's all we have to say. Please consider this. I'm sure, you know, there's a lot that we don't know about the process that goes on to make these staff reassignments, but please just hear us, and I'm happy to provide some of the names. Loads of the people on the petition asked not to be named for many reasons, but if somebody would like them, please let me know. Thank you.
Good evening, Renelle Reckon, 42 Valley Crest Road, Annandale, New Jersey. I'm concerned and not feeling supported by Clinton Township School District Higher Administration or the Board of Education tonight. Several superintendent proposed staffing changes directly impacts our students and I believe the morale of our staff who work hard despite not having a signed contract. Why eliminate a vice principal position at RVS when it took 2 principals and 2 school counselors working endlessly day in and day out this past year to manage everything that needed to be managed? I'm sure that neither of those 4 people had much time to sit down for a proper lunch this year. Mr. Connolly is excellent and will be excellent at CTMS if he indeed has to transfer there, but that is not the point. He is needed at RVS together with Mrs. Postma. They make an excellent team. RVS needs a principal as well as a vice principal to allow for the best possible support for our children and the most fair distribution of the endless responsibility that RVS provides. Why switch Mrs. Fry to PMG and Mr. Rottenberg to RVS? They are doing an excellent job exactly where they are. Mrs. Fry has the perfect approach, personality, expertise, and experience for the age group at RVS. RVS is where she belongs and where she is most needed. Mr. Rottenberg is doing an excellent job at PMG with his unique approach with that age group. Why change something that works? I hope the switch is not because Mr. Connolly now might have to go to CTMS and RVS needs another male in the building. That would be gender discrimination. Wouldn't that also mean that they are removing a male staff member from PMG to put up at RVS? Why make unnecessary changes or cut needed positions in the trenches where the workers are really needed and where kids are directly negatively impacted, where students will have to start all over again, learn to trust again, take several steps backwards again and play catching up when the new school year and the new counselor starts? The type of support that Mrs. Fry has provided at RVS is not just your typical support or small conflict management issues between students. Some of it goes much deeper. Some of that caused students to make it instead of break down this past year. If cuts are needed, then despite apparent budget savings from last year, why not look at a higher administrative level where the impact is less on our children and their direct education versus at the lower level where the staff members are really needed on a day-to-day business to provide the best possible support and education to our kids. Am I wrong in my thinking? I understand and support needed and justified cuts and changes. As for the recommended changes to switch school counselors and leave RVS without a vice principal next year, we as taxpayers and parents deserve an explanation to better understand these proposed changes. We are entitled to more open communication and explanation, especially considering if we didn't invest our children in Clinton Township School District, Clinton Township School District would cease to exist. I hope the Board of Education, who wants to do what's best for our children and wants to keep open lines of communication, can provide us with a reasonable explanation tonight, or better yet, vote against the proposed staffing changes and cuts that I mentioned above. Thank you for your time.
My name is Catherine Mason, 10 Creighton Road. I have a third grader and a kindergartner in the Clinton Township Schools. First, I want to say that all of these fine people are the reason that we moved here. My husband and I picked this town because it had a good school district, not just a good school district, great teachers and a great reputation. And without them having contracts, you're jeopardizing other people who'd want to come here. But now to the part about Mr. Ruttenberg and Ms. Fry. My daughter, who has an IEP and is a special education student, has worked with Mrs. Fry on a weekly basis in her small groups, and it is important to her and to her continued development as a young person that she be able to work with people who both understand her, know her, and get to be with her on a regular basis and can help her in that respect. My son, who is also a special education student with an IEP, would not have been designated that if it hadn't been for the care and nurture of the teachers in his classroom who recognize his impairments and his needs. He also benefits from having a positive male role model in PMG, where he is surrounded by female authority figures, not because there aren't other male authority figures, but because there aren't very many. Mr. Ruttenberg has been very pivotal to my son in understanding what is appropriate and inappropriate male behavior for a young little man to know what to do. And having these people, having these counselors and these guidance support people in the place that they are is important to them because of the connections they have established, the rapport they have developed, and it will help them going forward. As a teacher myself, I know that it is very important to have people you trust and people that you can connect with on a regular basis. Mr. Ruttenberg, Ms. Fry have proven that with my children. I know that they do it for other children as well. I would hope that you would reconsider these things, but I also hope that you would go forward and find a way to work with the Clinton Township Education Association and meet them because these fine people deserve a contract. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jason Hill. I'm the band teacher at Round Valley School. I'm not a resident of Clinton Township, but I'm the co-chair of the negotiations team. I live in Madison, New Jersey, 5 Ashland Road. I'm just going to respond to the board statement Ms. Grant read regarding negotiations and why we are where we are. I'm a tall fellow, so I will readjust this for shorter people when I'm done. From the teacher's perspective, the reason why we are where we are is because we have, for more years than I care to count, been asked to do more with less. And this comes to line item budgets. Some of us have seen decreases in our supply budgets. We've made it work. We have not received percentage settlements over historical contracts that have allowed our salary guide to stay the same number of steps. So we've seen our top level of pay and our retirement get further away every 3 years. The state has a law called Chapter 78, which all of us teachers know about, but I'm not sure how aware the general public is. Everyone in this room pays money towards their health insurance out of every paycheck. It's based on your salary and the amount of premium that you pay. Some of us who are near the top of the guide pay the highest percentage of that premium, and it's a lot of money. We have staff that are paying $15,000 to $20,000 of their health insurance every year. That's a large chunk of salary. Now, we realize it's out of the board's hand. This is a state law. But many school boards have negotiated changes to Chapter 70. The law sunset, I believe it was, what year was it? 3 years ago. A number of years ago. So everyone is continuing along, for the most part, on the scale provided for how the contributions towards health insurance work. The problem being is that premium costs go up annually. If your salary increases beyond a certain point, the level you contribute to continues to go up annually, and there's no end in sight. So the reason why teachers are where we are and we have not agreed to changes is because we can't afford to. And I would like to point out what the board said. If we take a lesser plan, they'll be able to fund larger raises. So again, we are being asked to take money out of this pocket, compensation from one hand, and pass it to the other. That's not fair. Enough is enough. We can't take any more. We have so many people retiring, not because... Some people have hit.
I'm sorry, you're 3 minutes left. I'm sorry.
That was a quick 3 minutes. All right. But thank you.
Hi, my name is Penny Perez McFadden. I'm a speech language specialist at the Round Valley School and co-chair of the CTEA's negotiation team. I do have a prepared statement, but before I go there, I'd like to say or caution you to really carefully consider what you're doing to the TA situation. I have never worked with such a group of dedicated people in my entire career. And you'll be doing a disservice to this school district if you get rid of people who have dedicated their lives to this school district. At the end of the school year, the Clinton Township educators will finish their second full year without a contract settlement. Over the past 2 years, we have attempted to inform the community by having meetings, holding rallies, and using our voices to express our concerns over the situation. Over the past 2 years, we have remained steadfast in teaching the children of this community, even though we have experienced an increase in our healthcare contributions, a decrease in our take-home pay, and a lack of support from the Board of Education. The memo that was shared with the community regarding the status of negotiations between the school board and the CTEA grossly misrepresented the facts. To characterize the current situation as moving along very well demonstrates how the leadership of this board continues to mislead the public on the way they have mishandled this process. The CTEA has been trying for over 2 years to get the board's negotiations team to seriously negotiate a fair settlement without success. Our issues may not be unique, but that in no way excuses the blatant disregard and disrespect shown by this board to the teachers and the staff of the district. The leadership of this district are clearly sending a message to cloud our concerns and to confuse our community. We expect more from our leaders. We hope the Clinton Township community will recognize the facts and not fall for the fiction that our school leaders are seeking to spread. In case you haven't noticed, more and more of us are paying attention. Thank you.
Hi, Deb Nolan, 10 Hadler Drive, Lebanon, New Jersey. I am a parent here. My son is in seventh grade. My daughters went through the school. I am a former employee here. I loved working here, and I'm looking out at teachers that had my kids. And I wasn't planning on speaking here tonight, but I need to finish this list of these employees that Christina Ritt, Tracy Schauer, Erin Olada, Jenny Call, Kelly Helmstetter, Monica Doherty, Dee Dee Udovich, Lynn Avery, Andrew Carfley, Tara Klonick, Naaman St. Rose, Stephanie Feo, Krista Michalski, Lauren Smith, Andrea Cuffel, Brittany Dvorsik, Dawn Houck, Charles Shade, Carol Fisher, Karen Kilduff, Cheryl Zara, Michelle Fisher, Martha Kozlowski, Karen Girth, Diane Hanley, Debbie Krupp, Erin Plumstead. My daughter actually looked at this list tonight before I came here, and both my daughters, and they went down the list and said, oh, I had her, I had him, I had her. She, oh my goodness, she was great. And it really just honestly made me very heartbroken. Superintendents within 5 years, Drusilla Clark, Gina Villani, Pamela Fiander, all of these teachers with years of experience and training that you provided for them are gone now into better districts. Lastly, with regards to your aides that you let go, Stacy James, Mary Jung, Nancy Kadri, Kathleen Cobbin, Rose Mastrani, Lisa Miller, Suzanne Molyneux, Barbara Pisani, Leonora Passamato, Haley Seville, Deb Sagine, Elizabeth Smolin, Ruth Stee, Susan Tavares, Elizabeth Tracy, Julie Tremaine, Kim Zundel, Sarah Barber, Samantha Borey, Mala Caporto, Erin Connors, and Patricia Gorda. It's 22 aides, 14 of which have been here for 15 years. You need to do something, please. I'm looking at the board. I've had, Mr. Malloy, I've had both your kids. People are not, they want to send their kids to other districts. These people deserve it. Just listen to them and settle the contract, please.
I'm going to close the floor on agenda items only and open the floor on first recognition of the public. Same parameters that I mentioned before. If you'd like to address the board, step up to the microphone and state your name and address. We'll be limiting this section to 10 minutes.
Hi, my name is Joanne Gitto, 12 Grant Way, Phillipsburg, New Jersey. I am an 8th grade special educator here at CTMS. I'd like to begin tonight as I did last year at this time. I am now in my 11th year teaching at Clinton Township. I've endured working under expired contracts, been involved in negotiations, and have been a non-tenured teacher who experienced a non-renewal notice due to a failed budget in 2010. Last year, I worked alongside non-tenured teachers who were informed that they needed to wait to hear of their employment status until the presentation of the ad hoc committee for closing a building, which was made at the end of May. At that time, I thought that would be the last of the harshest information that could be given. That is, until I found out on Friday, May 10th, that all of our teaching assistants were let go and told that jobs would be posted and they were encouraged to apply. I know that reasons were given, changes in requirements, students' needs, budget changes. However, on April 29th, when the budget was presented, it was said that we would lose 5 TAs. Imagine the shock when it turned out that all of our TAs would be let go and have to apply for jobs that they have held most for upwards of 15 years. Due to the death of my family, I missed the May 13th board meeting. I only mention that tonight because I need you to be aware of how a TA helped run my resource room in my absence. She reached out to content area teachers to help get the necessary work for my students. I would tell you this was unique, but in reality, it wasn't. I have worked with some of the most dedicated TAs in my 11 years in district. I could go on about their value, but I know that many others have already spoken to their value. I looked at the May 2018 agenda, the one where the TAs were approved for this school year. Since we are data-driven, I would like to share the following with you. Of the 22 TAs who were approved for the 2018-19 school year, two have associates, while the other 20 have bachelors. Six have at least 1 year in district, two have 5 or more years, while the remaining 14 of the 22 TAs have 14 or more years of service in district. That is a total of 242 years of experience. There was concern amongst our dedicated TAs, as well as staff, that we would lose five due to the decreasing enrollment and or budget issues. But all 22, well, 21, one TA has retired. Typically, I can see both sides to a story, but I cannot fathom a reason for you to do this. What have you gleaned from this experience? That our TAs can navigate AppyTrack? That they can get letters of recommendation? That they have interviewing skills? TAs who have worked in this district for multiple years. TAs who would have, you could have looked in their files for their credentials or on last year's agenda for their education background. Finally, next time that you consider a move like this, because I fear there will be a next time, you should walk through all our buildings and look at the people, see us, and not the numbers on the sales spreadsheet. We are more, way more than the number on the bottom line. It is the right thing to do, to hire back these TAs and not have them apply for their jobs.
Hi, Colleen Harris, 6 Elm Drive. I feel that the teachers really deserve our respect and they deserve to be heard. Mr. Hill, I'd like to give you my 3 minutes if you want to finish what you were saying. I'd like to hear.
I didn't have a whole lot more to go on. But what I was starting to say was that many of the retirees, some of whom I worked with for a number of years, have very much said directly that they're retiring because they have to, not because they want to. They're not ready to stop teaching, but they're losing so much money every year because of their health insurance contributions. It makes more sense to retire because they're losing money being a teacher. And the board has the power to address this, to fix it. And they can. And that's all I have to say about it. The board can fix it. They can end all this just by making a simple decision or making the right offer. But we're here for our benefits, we're here for our pay, we're here for our families. We're here for your families. We love what we do. But again, the backs are broken. We just really can't take any more at this point. And the numbers of green shirts in the audience tonight, it's probably only going to grow next year if this keeps going. And people aren't willing to let go on anything else. That's just what it comes down to. We got to stop the bleeding. Whether it's locally, there was a huge rally in Trenton on Thursday. Thousands of teachers there because it's unfair. It is unfair. We pay more in health insurance than any public worker in all 50 states across the country. We have the worst deal, and we're tired of it. Thank you.
Hi, Megan Lazwick, 8 Town Road. I know we're almost done for time, and I don't have much to say other than I'm a parent and I support the teachers, and everyone who doesn't have time to stand up here or is too afraid to stand up.
I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you.
Megan Lazwick.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you can't get up on stage or there's just no time, please stand up. If you support the teachers and you want this contract settled, stand up. These are the people that are looking right at you. Please listen to them.
Tracy Schwark, 5 Kensington Court, Lebanon. First, I just wanted to say thank you to all the teachers and the staff and the volunteers for all that you do for our students. I am up here on another quick note, though. Bear with me, I wasn't prepared for this. I just wanted to express that I am very concerned with the nurse staffing this year, splitting their time between the schools and what it will be next year. I do not want to go into details here about my daughter's health, and I will be sending details in an email to the superintendent and to the Board of Ed. Sorry. My daughter's health and safety have been directly impacted due to the lack of nurses being at CTMS school. Twice in a couple of weeks, she has not been given her medication, like is needed. This is a prescription medication that my daughter is taking leading up to a procedure on June 24th. I'm sorry. I've also heard from other parents that they've been having issues with splitting with the nurses also. So like I said, I don't want to go into details because this is something personal for my daughter and my family, but I will be reaching out with details. I just wanted to go on record that the nurses sharing these schools, it's not working, and my daughter and my family have been directly impacted from it. Thank you.
Valerie Chores, 15 Highview Drive. I empathize with both the teachers and the school board. I understand that coming to an agreement that satisfies all parties is challenging when you have a budget to consider. Nonetheless, as all parties, the board and the staff are interested in doing what is best for our students, it astounds me that our teachers, paraprofessionals, custodians, and so on have not had a contract in almost 3 years. It is beyond astounding, since once you come to an agreement, you will then soon have to begin negotiating a new contract, given my understanding that contracts usually last 3 years. How is this allowed to happen, and how can this possibly be helping our students? It is time to settle. My experience with the teachers in Clinton Township leads me to believe that teachers spend extensive time planning lessons, grading assessments, communicating with parents, answering emails, making copies, finding or researching additional resources so they can teach effectively and engage our children, which they successfully do. Teachers can be seen working late at school, bringing work home, carrying it across the parking lot. Our school teachers are our most important asset. Keeping the best and brightest teachers and paraprofessionals should be a priority because it goes hand in hand with providing students with the finest education possible. Going almost 3 years without a contract is debilitating to a school district. Currently, our teachers in Clinton Township are working to rule. For teachers to do this, the situation must be dire. And as I understand it, this is a last resort to get the board and administration to bend and provide a fair contract. It is an action that is often taken when teachers and staff feel unappreciated. And of course they feel unappreciated since they are taking home less money than they did several years ago due to not having a contract and because they are now paying more for their insurance. As a taxpayer who moved here because of the great education my children would get in this district, I am asking that you settle on a contract with the teachers. 3 years without a contract equals 3 years of upheaval and low morale. Although teaching is often a calling and many choose this job because they want to help and encourage children, teachers also need to be able to earn a fair salary and support their families. Teachers are highly educated professionals and should be treated as such. If you feel you have to seek budget cuts, maybe we have too many people who are not in the classrooms. Maybe we have to look at construction budgets. Maybe there is surplus money somewhere that can be tapped. Maybe we need to be even more creative. It is your job to develop a fair and equitable contract so teachers can focus on the more important job of teaching our children. Thank you for your service to our children, and please settle because it is in the best interest of our children.
Moving on to report of the school business administrator and the board secretary.
Thank you.
On tonight's agenda, we're approving the May finances, the board secretary and treasurer report, as well as transfers between line items. We're also reporting two sets of minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Polkowski. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 19BA-034, 19-0-7. May I please have a roll call?
Ms. Brennan?
We can't hear anything down here, so...
Ms. Brennan?
Ms. Brennan, roll call for BA?
I would like to...
I'm sorry, Ms. Rumaki, we're doing roll call right now. Thank you.
Did I miss the ability to discuss this because I couldn't hear?
Ms. Rumaki, right now we're in the roll call process. Okay. We can engage in it.
I would be happy to vote no.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Oh, yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham? Dr. Grantham?
I could not hear, and I...
He made a motion for action item 19BA-034 to action item 19BA-036. We open the floor for questions, close the floor for questions, and now we're doing a roll call.
I abstain.
Thank you.
I have to abstain because I wasn't here, so I'm abstaining on 036.
All three.
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Iyamaki?
No.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on to the report of facilities and finance, Mr. Kevin Moore, may we have the report of your committee, please?
Yes, the committee, facilities and finance committee met on June 6th, including Captain Iyamaki joining thousands of miles away by telephone, so thanks for that. A lot of discussion regarding new motions for things such as purchasing agents, insurance, transportation, legal, school position, wastewater treatment, food service, architects, right to know, and RK environment, auditors, lists of various contract renewals. There was a clarification avoiding outstanding checks over 180 days old. There were reserve account resolutions to free up capital to amend those reserves if necessary. There were some minor issues regarding corrective action plans with regard to the DEP and the NJDOE. Restroom renovations at PMG, a renewal contract for SB office, DEP corrective action plan, an issue with frontline for a contract, therapeutic intervention for a contract, HCESC for nurses during extended school year, contract for effective school solutions, and tech purchases. We're getting approximately 100 to 200 new devices, mostly Chromebooks, I believe almost exclusively Chromebooks. Some of them are just out of date. They've got memory from being used in different classes, and as many parents in the room will know, sometimes children can be hard on their technology. So, tonight, we move 42 items, and I'll get through this as quickly as possible. Payment of bills, three items related to continuing education and travel for our staff. Renewal of products and services for Source for Teachers. It's for a portal for access to lesson plans and evals. IDE corporate approval for a design workshop at Spruce Run to take place October 1st through the 3rd. Power School approval for analytics. The reapproval of Brown & Brown as our health insurance consultant. The approval of Amasio's break-even clause renewal. 100 ESC approvals for non-public services with 5 to 8% administrative fees. There are 5 of those items. 2 reserve adjustments as previously noted. An approval for frontline for IEP support. An approval for a kindergarten toilet waiver for Patrick McGarren School. Approval for Divisocia as our audit. 100 County ESC pricing co-op participation approval. Submittal of our security assessment to the 100 County superintendent. The 100 County ESC's approval for a school nurse to be provided for the extended school year. Therapeutic intervention contract approval for physical therapy. Approval for 100 County ESC for the joint transportation services agreement. Transportation contract approval in district from 100 County ESC. Chapter 192-183 Non-Public Services Agreement with Hunterdon County ESC, 5 specific IEP approvals. The approval of a contract cancellation with Interesting Solutions, of which half the fee of $10,000, i.e. $5,000, will be reimbursed. The approval of a contract with Effective School Solutions for Behavioral Support and Counseling Services for Patrick McGarren and CTMS. The grateful acceptance of a donation of backpacks and supplies from the United Way of Hunterdon County. Approval for a 6-month contract at $5,000 per month of School Business Office LLC for business services provided to our school district. Approval of Jennifer Fasciano as accompanist for the CTMS Spring Concert and the Hershey High Notes Festival at a rate of $125 per event. The settlement of a CTEA grievance. Corrective action plan approval for the FY 2018 with the NJDOE and a DEP corrective action submittal, both of which, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Volkowski, are paper approvals only?
Correct.
The approval of the, finally, shared services agreement between the Township of Clinton and the Clinton Township School District. So thank you to the Township and thank you to the district for that. And a grant submission for STEM projects with ExxonMobil. So with that, let me take a breath here. I seek a motion on action items. Should have written this down, I apologize. I'm writing other things. 19FF250 through 19FF291.
Can I ask a question about them?
Just one sec, when you get a second, and then you can ask questions, okay?
I'll second.
Who's Dr. second? Rihimaki, second.
Kevin.
Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question about the action item 19FF-260.
260?
Yeah, the Mashio's contract bit. I was just wondering if you could explain the guaranteed break-even budget. What does that mean? And what are the ramifications for the district?
So Mashio's provides administrative and food services, and we collect certain administrative monies from their service, and the guarantee is that there will be at least a break-even point on that, so no one party will lose on that transaction.
So it's mutually?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. I have a question. On FF288, what does that mean by on paper only?
It means that there are no fines or further actions required. We submit a corrective action plan. The corrective action plan has been approved. The file is closed. There's no requirement for ongoing action. There's no remediation or anything like that. They came in, Lana, the...
No, I'm sorry. That's
288, Kevin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you meant when I said
you
on paper.
You know you're going to answer that one. 288?
Yes. Is that one the one you were referring to? Is that it?
Yes, we discussed this. That is the... it is a prior submittal and settlement of a prior grievance filed by the CTEA with CTMS. I can let our attorney speak to it if he has to, but it involved retro pay.
But what does it mean by on paper only?
The DEP corrective action was on
paper. Oh, okay, then that's fine.
This was just written down.
Okay. 290 is the one.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Millett? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. Olofsky?
Yes.
Dr. Iamaki?
Yes, I'd like to abstain on FF19-260. Otherwise, yes.
260?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Looking for, let's see, so we're going to move on to the Personnel Committee. Personnel Committee met last week, had quite a thorough conversation during our committee meeting. And from that committee meeting, we are presenting approximately 32 items, looking for approval from the board on the curriculum chairs for the regular school year. It worked to be done over the summer. For someone to prepare and facilitate the introduction of our responsive classroom training program, looking for approval for Dr. Cohn to have emergent hires for our summer ESY program. We have a job description presented by the superintendent for secretary of the Department of Special Services. We'll be looking for approval for that. Looking for approval for school nurses for summer work. And an increase in our substitute nursing rate for substitute nursing rate for up to $200. So with that, I'd like to move action item 19 PN 239 to action item 19, PN 274, and I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brooks. Any questions?
Yes, I have questions about PN 249, and if since this has been raised a few times, if you can just talk a little bit about the nursing staffing and also the librarian staffing, because it looks like there's one librarian for the district in the schedule. So, Dr. Cohn, if you are able to speak to how the decision is made for what staffing is necessary.
Staffing is based on need. Last year, the librarian staffing was realigned. That was a decision made last year during the reorganization. Regarding nurses, we are compliant in the district with our hire of nurses, and we're in the process of hiring nursing positions now.
So my accounting is that there are basically three FTEs for nurses for four buildings. Is that the plan to stay at that?
And two part-times.
And two part-times?
Correct. Okay.
And then for the librarian, looks like there's no librarian in CTMS. Is that the plan moving forward?
There is a librarian in CTMS. She just retired, Suzanne Jatomer. The position
moving
will be
forward.
Yes,
moving forward, is there a plan to have a librarian in CTMS?
Yeah, the position is posted.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes to all, but action 19 PN 249, that's a no.
249, no. Okay. Okay. Ms. Figueroa?
I'll abstain.
From everything?
The 249.
Oh, 249, okay. Yes to all the rest?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Grantham?
Yes, and I would like to abstain from action 19 PN 249.
Okay, Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. Zalowski?
Yes.
Dr. Iyamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to the report of curriculum. Ms. Brooks is the chair. So we're going to go right to curriculum. Ms. Brooks?
The curriculum committee met once during the month. We approved new staff orientation to be held at Spruce Run School. The Board of Education also approved an Eagle Scout project to update and repair the outdoor classroom space at Spruce Run School this summer. And a number of field trips. The cost to the district is about $700 across the three of them. One of them is being approved, I think, after the fact due to a weather-related change. And that being the case, I'd like to move for approval of action items 19 CUR 054 to 056.
Motion, or second, sorry.
Dr. Grantham did second.
I'll second.
Dr. Grantham heard seconded.
Okay, got you. I'm third.
Questions?
I don't have a question, but I would like to also, at once this Eagle Scout project is done, if we can bring this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Recognize. Sorry.
May we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. Zalowski?
Yes.
Dr. Iyamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. The feasibility of the school, closing a school does not have a report this evening. I'd like to move on to old business of the board. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions relating to old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it's a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics. relative to the business of the board. I have a couple of old topics that I want to bring to attention this evening. The first is I will make sure that the agenda gets updated with negotiations committee members. When the reorganization took place in January, we were not negotiating with the CTAA. We are now negotiating with the CTAA, and we have a committee that is comprised of Mrs. Brooks, Lana Brennan, Mrs. Olowski, and myself. So I'd like to make a note of that. And we will also be adding a section to the agenda for a communications committee and the ad hoc committee on revenue generating sources, and all of that will be added as well.
I have a point of order.
Like that.
That's a point.
Do it again.
Yeah, that was not
somebody on the button.
Yay!
That's
could have been a survey.
Hey. Yeah, that seems like a point something.
Right. We'll come back.
That's why.
I have a point of order that we have never, as a board, approved two different negotiating committees. We voted on a single negotiating committee in the reorganization meeting.
Right.
So it seems like we're having now two negotiating committees, and we've never voted on that.
Right. And the next new business will be to vote on that.
So.
Any other old business?
I had some old business regarding field trips. I understand that there was some transportation kerfuffle at Great Adventure for the most recent field trip, and I'm just curious, did we figure out what happened there? Have we figured out a way to address that in the future? And are we considering perhaps other locations where proximity may be a more mitigating factor?
I think that's a good idea. I think one of the factors in their delay in returning was an accident that prevented the buses from getting through traffic.
Just go on.
So we are looking at closer venues to deal with, you know, these long
trips. And for those in the audience who don't think there was a material accident that day, my kids were there. My wife checked traffic. There was an accident that prevented the buses from arriving on time. It wasn't an accident that prevented the buses from loading the kids. It was the time at which they got picked up. And by the way, I'm going against my kids. They love Great Adventure. So.
Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, please. Thank you. Any other business?
To go on, Kevin, have we also considered maybe coach buses to see if that's something that, because of them coming back, if we do a coach bus, is that something that maybe they would rent for the day and it wouldn't have to come back, so to speak?
That's a good idea.
In the past, we have had coach buses, and the fees were exorbitant. We felt that it was not fair to ask families to pay exorbitant busing fees. So we went back to using school buses. That's something we can consider. The families would like that, sure. We could consider that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
That was all.
Any other? Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to new business. Under this section, like old business, not a time to make personal statements, but rather to discuss any new topics relative to the board. Does anyone have any new topics?
I've attended ArtsFest at Patrick McGarren in April, and I just wanted to say really great job to all those involved, especially Ms. Evans. I also attended the choral concert here at CTMS for the middle school and the High Notes Festival. All of the students did a fantastic job, as well as the teachers involved, Mr. Tariff and Mr. Schaefer, and it was really awesome to see how well these students played their instruments and sang, and with all that they've gone through the year and the new reorganization, as well as trying to figure out new schedules. I also want to give a little bit of credit to Mr. Hill on the instrumental side, because you know they didn't come from Round Valley and just start playing. So, good job, and thank you for everyone who made those events happen.
Any other old business? Okay, I'd like to make a motion, please. We'll get an action item number for this, but I'd like to make a motion for the committee for the Clinton Township Administrators Association to consist of Lana Brennan, Ms. Mary Beth Brooks, Alyssa Olowski, and Maria Graham. Looking for a second, please?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Malloy. Roll call, please.
Discussion?
Sure.
I don't understand why we need a second negotiating committee, why we don't just use the same CTEA negotiating committee?
I think to spread the work around the board a little bit more. Mr. Malloy.
They're spreading the work to exactly the same people?
Excuse me.
So I think it'd be nice to...
No, Mr. Malloy is off the committee. Mrs. Brooks is not on the CTEA committee.
She's also chair of two committees already. So there are a bunch of new board members who would like to have... Grantham was put onto the CTEA negotiating committee and is very willing to, I'm sorry, I shouldn't speak for you, Dr. Grantham, but it seems like she's willing to serve for the other negotiating committee as well.
That is my recommendation. Any other comments?
Couldn't hear. We can't hear over here at all.
That is my recommendation to the board, and based on bylaws, the board president makes a recommendation. So, any other...
Did you guys need me to repeat what I said?
I heard you. I can't hear.
You can't.
You can't hear Maria. I can't hear anyone.
That is a recommendation of myself. We're sharing work across the board with other board members. Roll call, please.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
No.
Okay, Ms. Figueroa?
No.
Dr. Grantham?
No.
Okay, Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. Olowski?
Yes.
Dr. Uyemaki?
No.
Ms. Graham?
Yes. Motion passes. I'd like to move on to the second recognition of the public. Same parameters that I mentioned earlier before exist here as well. We'll be limiting this to 10 minutes.
How long did we say this one was?
Maria, how long?
How long? 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary Claire Spadone and Kelly Hill. Okay, we would like to make a statement in regards to the letter that came out this weekend on behalf of the CTEA. The Clinton Township Education...
For those of you, because I'm not sure everyone in the community received the letter, it was a letter from the superintendent regarding negotiations and rumor mill.
I'll use my teacher voice. The Clinton Township Education Association would like to address the letter that the community members received from the superintendent over the weekend, as well as comments made this evening. This year, we face many challenges, particularly in regard to still working under an expired contract since 2017. The contract expired on June 30th, 2017. Dr. Cohn's letter stated, "The process has moved along very well over the last year." This statement is completely untrue. We are at the exact same place we were last year when the Board of Ed filed for impasse. No further progress has been made since that point. A hearing was supposed to be held on May 14th, 2019. However, the Board of Education's attorney was unprepared to present for the hearing. On this date, hours were wasted and the opportunity to reach an agreement was lost. The CTEA urged the state-appointed mediator to have the Board of Education's negotiating team meet face-to-face with the CTEA's team. After long consideration, the members of the Board of Ed did agree. However, communication only happened between the CTEA and the Board of Education's attorney. We are not negotiating with the Board of Education. We are negotiating with the Board of Education's attorney, who was unprepared and yet again is wasting taxpayers' dollars and not furthering the process.
A new hearing date had to be set for Tuesday, June 18th, which is tomorrow. At this time, we sincerely hope that the Board of Education is prepared for the hearing so that we can finally move forward with this process.
Our union has kept the community informed by having meetings, holding rallies, using our voices to express our concern over the situation. Dr. Cohn alluded that as pressure to come to an agreement continues, a strike may happen. When speaking to Dr. Cohn last week, our leadership, that being me, I clarified that she was confused that a rally was happening in Trenton on Thursday. NJEA members rallied with other unions in support of legislation for health care relief. Any staff member who attended that rally did it on their personal time. She was also reassured on more than one occasion that we would not take any action that would negatively affect our students or their families. To insinuate that we would disrupt a celebration such as graduation is utterly offensive. Utterly. I am very offended by that. Another clear indicator how little respect the Board of Ed and this administration has for the staff and our true dedication for the students and community of Clinton Township. We agree with Dr. Cohn that it would be wonderful to start the new school year on a positive note. We certainly hope for the same. The best way for this to happen is to come to an agreement on a fair and settled contract. On a personal note, I would also like to thank all the amazing TAs in the 18 years that I have worked in Clinton Township. I have never seen a group of teachers and TAs so dedicated and continue under these ridiculous circumstances, continue day in, day out to do the job that we love. I know that you know, I know the parents, thank you for coming. I don't understand why our board does not see that.
My name is Amy Marks. I live at 5 Cottonwood Court. My daughter, Mackenzie Marks, is in fifth grade. I unfortunately travel for work, and I've missed some board meetings, but I can see that nothing's changed. So honestly, really doesn't matter that I missed a few. I hear that we're compliant with nurses, and I see a parent get up and say that her kid's not getting medication, and I don't actually hear the words I want to hear after we're compliant, but we'll actually speak to a parent that just stood up, because compliant doesn't mean you're meeting the needs of the kids. It just means you're covering your behinds. It doesn't mean that our kids are actually getting the medication, obviously, when they need it. So I'm appalled that we don't even have the ability and understanding and PR training to at least say to that parent, when you say you're compliant, to say, but we'll look into what just happened tonight. Who's, like, no sense, like, no logic, no PR training. Somebody needs to do a little PR training of how you actually speak to the community here. I'm appalled that every time you have a line of people up here, that Maria Grant, you say, I'm going to be cutting this off. If you don't have time to be on this board, I hear your kids don't even go to this school, don't be on the board. Don't be on the board. Don't spend your time. Go ruin the school that they actually go to instead of the one that my kid goes to. Feel free. So the other part is, I am constantly amazed. I run a company. If I sent my own team into negotiated contract and they couldn't get it done year in and year out, I surely would change up the players. And they did that with the votes this year. Unfortunately, you got to bring one of your cronies back when some people are on vacation and you got to vote her back in. I think it's ending soon. Mahoney's is ending soon as well. Love to vote him out. Lana, sorry, not voting the way that I think you should, unfortunately. It's astounding to me you keep sending in the same people to do the same crappy job and not get it done. Any good leader would recognize you have a personnel issue, and obviously personality issues, in getting this accomplished. Because you are not. And by the way, this is how actual business is done. It goes like this, Maria, just so you know. I don't know if you're in business, I don't think you are anymore, but this is how it's done. You either get stuff done or you don't. And you are not. And so we need to switch this up with our votes, parents. You should go home, every one of you should go home and get on Facebook and tell every single person how Maria Grant just stacked that with her cronies for everyone to be on the same negotiation committee again with these teachers. officers, and the same nothing is going to get done. Right? We have new people. We have PhDs on this board with plenty of time that are not in committees. That we're even Catherine Miyamaki is mentioning, and we're not putting them on these committees. It makes perfect sense. We should keep putting the same old people on these things because they're getting nothing done. You should be ashamed. And the person that stood up and said, I don't know why you're ruining our schools, I feel the same way. I don't know why you are actually ruining our schools. If your kids don't go here and you're not, I don't even know if you live in this town, why are you ruining our schools?
Hi, my name is Deborah Tackney. I'm a retired Clinton Township teacher. Many years ago, the legacy of Clinton Township rested on the shoulders of the inclusion team model. Each of us had hours upon hours of professional development on disabilities, differentiation, and collaboration. It was recognized by many districts throughout the metropolitan area, and many Clinton Township teachers and principals traveled to distant places to mentor and support. Our past school board set the tone. They respected and honored the knowledge, expertise, and experience of each team member, the principal, the child study team member, the special educator, the teacher assistant, the teacher. That is not so today. And that's a great loss to this district. This was compounded recently by the indignity of having the lowest paid professionals, the teachers' aides, reapply for the job they've held for years, many of whom were trained in our state-recognized model. These educated and experienced teacher assistants are a crucial part of the success of an IEP or an academic support model. Our most vulnerable students need their expertise. I turn to the New Jersey School Board Association to help me understand what your role is today, and I quote, "The school board has a dual role, to represent the concerns of the citizens, taxpayers, and parents to the school administrators, and to represent the needs of the students and school district to the citizens, the taxpayers, and the parents of the community. The school board does not operate the district on a day-to-day basis. Rather, the school board sets the policies, goals, and objectives for the districts, and it holds the superintendent responsible for implementing the policies and achieving the goals. This school board's decisions speak loudly of its policies and goals. You set the climate for this district. This is your legacy. Please reinstate your teacher assistants with health benefits and ensure that Clinton Township's excellent inclusion and academic support model remains intact. Settle the contract. It is the lifeblood of this district. Rebuild trust. Faith is taking the first step, even if you don't see the whole staircase.
The last speaker for the evening.
My name is Kelly Petroselli. I am a teacher in the district for 12 of the 16 years of my career. I also grew up here in Clinton Township. The excellent education that I received here is what made me want to become a teacher. I am not one to speak at a board meeting. I can put on a Broadway show all day long to keep my kindergartners' attention, but speaking in public is not something that I enjoy doing, but there are two things that I feel I need to speak about tonight, and both of them relate to taking care of people. I'm a kindergarten teacher. We set the academic foundation for our students, which is incredibly important, but in kindergarten in particular, we also focus on teaching the whole child. This important work is carried on by the teachers and support staff across the district as our kids grow. We teach our students to be kind, respectful, and considerate. We teach our kids to look each other in the eye and greet their classmates so they feel welcomed and recognized and taken care of every morning. We teach our students to be politely assertive and use an I message when they experience normal conflict with a peer, to work together to find an agreeable resolution when they experience normal conflict, to a problem. In short, our work embodies the motto of this district. We put children first. We impress upon our students the importance of taking care of people, of practicing looking outside of themselves to consider the needs and feelings of others. The way the teaching assistants have been treated recently, being unceremoniously let go and required to reapply and interview for the positions that many of them have held with distinction for years, is decidedly not an example of taking care of people or of putting children first. I have been a teacher in an inclusion setting for 9 of my 12 years here, and I could not have done it without the incredibly talented support staff that we have here, many of whom work with our neediest learners. They are dedicated team players, providing assistance that allows not just the students to whom they're assigned to thrive and grow, but contributes to the success of the class and the teaching team as a whole. They are the people that make our inclusion approach so seamless and successful and well-known in Clinton Township. They deserve accolades for their service, not uncertainty about their future. I am so grateful to them for their support in my classroom. They have made my teaching practice better. Likewise, your teachers and staff deserve a fair contract. To use myself as an example, I have 16 years of experience and a master's degree in teaching. My salary has gone down every year for the last 8 years. More than that, the climate that's been created by the unwillingness to meet eye to eye with the union and the attitude that teachers can be replaced by new, less expensive or experienced teachers makes all of us feel less than taken care of. I feel we all feel devalued and disrespected. We are not asking for anything outrageous. We simply want to be fairly compensated for the excellent work we do every day and the dedication we have shown to the children of this district. I implore you to get back to basics, to see your teachers and staff as whole people, people with families and mortgages, student loans and daycare costs, and a whole host of other real-world problems and blessings. We deserve to be treated with respect. Meet with us. Look us in the eye. Take care of us like we take care of your children. Settle this contract. Thank you.
Whereas the summary of minor joint employed CMAT under SA 10:4-6 requires all meetings of Clinton Township Board of Education be held in public, and the SA 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. Without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, reviewing hearing information before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A 37-13.2, attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 180 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved, the board hereby declares that its discussions of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such a time as a reason for confidentiality no longer exists.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion to go into executive session.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Malloy. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Brennan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session.